Brother Jed, thank you. Working on it. Yeah, God is good. I want, before I even start this morning, I want you to pray for me. Because I need God to bless me. So that when you leave here today, you'll be carrying something that will not end at the door. But it will take you internally till the end of time. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you so much. We thank you for your blessing. Bless this service this morning and this message. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. Let me give special thanks to Pastor Elson, Vanessa Rugambo, Eric upstairs, and Mark and the crew and Brother Angel, and also the person who helped our church to look so beautiful, the screens. You know, we had visitors last week and the week before, and one visitor said, wow, Vista look beautiful. So thank you so much. Everybody was able to help me so much on my presentation today. And I want to say something before I even go very far. For Jesus, the meaning of a fort, a strong or fortified place, a place of safety, a place of protection, a well-defended building by military. Fort. Now, if you look on your screen, it says Fort Jesus. I know you're wondering, Brother Cleveland, where are you heading to? I pray to God that you remain in the fort. The true Fort Jesus. And then there's another word, Forte Jesus. Those who speak Portuguese, speak Spanish, let me go a little bit further. Fortaleza de Jesus. Did I say that correct, Sister Jennifer? And then, Ngome ya Yesu. That is in Kiswahili. In English, Fort Jesus. Forte Jesus in Portuguese. And Ngome ya Yesu in Kiswahili. I want you to travel with me today. I'm going to take you for a little trip. I know my friend over there, he was at your conference, and he was in Africa. Now, those who have been in safari, how many people have been in safari here before? Raise your hand. Not to the zoo in Escondido. A real safari. Okay, I see some hands back there. Yeah, when you go for a safari, you get to see a lot of things. Now, this journey today, you are going to sail. If you look, I believe in your, mine is my left, I believe probably yours is in your right. You see a ship on the left. That is a Portuguese ship. And then you see like flags, which was controlled by the winds. And then on the middle of the flag, you see a cross. And then on the right side, you see a building and also a flag. That is a fort. Now, as I said, you're going to travel with me. Portugal. If you take from Portugal, I'm not quite sure if it's Lisbon, and travel to a country called Kenya, there's a city there called Mombasa. How many people here have been to Mombasa? Oh, my friend back there. Wonderful. Brother Joe, I know there's somebody else, even Vanessa, those who have been in Kenya. When you get to Mombasa, there's a fort which is called Fort Jesus. And if you look on the lineup there, it's almost about 3,900 miles from Portugal to Mombasa. But this time around, you're not flying. You're sailing. If you look on your map up there, you see the Red Sea. And then you come down a little bit, you see another sea, the Gulf of Aden, and then there's a Horn of Africa, the corner there, that is Somalia. And then you turn down a little bit, you'll arrive into Mombasa. Fort Jesus in Mombasa. Fort Jesus was built by Jasper around 1593-1596 by the order of the King Felipe II of Spain, who was also King Felipe I of Portugal. If you look on the picture there, that is Fort Jesus in Mombasa. At the corner, I believe on your right side there, there's something sticking out. That is a cross. There was also a flag flying up there. 20 years ago, I visited Fort Jesus, Mombasa. When I arrived there, the tour guide told me, "Welcome to Fort Jesus." Hello? Amen. Welcome to Fort Jesus. And I look aside and said, "Fort Jesus? How?" On April 11th, 1593, the fort was dedicated and named Fortaleza de Jesus, Mombasa, by Captain Mateos. It was dedicated on behalf of the King Felipe of Portugal. Now, this is King Felipe of Portugal, who was also King Felipe, as I said before. Interesting thing. The Portuguese regarded themselves as representative of the Christendom. Also, as a result, they sailed under the flag of Order of Christ. In other words, they claimed to represent Christ. And that is the flag of the Portuguese flew on the right side or my left. If you see on the bottom there, there's a crown. That is King Felipe's crown. Now, what's so interesting about this? Why didn't King Felipe and Captain Mateus fly the flag of Portugal? But they flew with the flag, the Order of Christ. They must have knew something. When they arrived to Mombasa, they fought. Now you wonder, what did they fought for? As I said there before, is for protection, a place where it's safe. But when I visited Mombasa, I saw chambers of slaves, chambers of ivory, trade, and so forth. So this was man-made fort. This morning, please, remain in the fort of Jesus. That's where you want to be. Amen. The fort of Jesus. Now, if you look up on the screen, I'm sure you can see, flag represent nationalities and where we come from. Over here, I know somebody from Zambia. I know somebody from Malawi. I know somebody from Puerto Rico. Philippines, I can go on and on. Even Kenya, even Portugal, even Spain, even Tanzania, It represents, the flag represents something. So this morning, which flag are you flying? Which is your flag? Which flag representing your life today? The Portuguese, they flew the order of Christ. But were they really representing Christ? Today, how will people say about you? When they look at you, are they going to say that is a Christian? That's the question which I cannot answer. Only everybody can answer for themselves. I pray to God that you'll represent the flag of Christ. Amen. That is in your heart. Amen. You don't even need to carry a flag. When people look at you, they should know you are a man of God. Today's message, for Jesus, for the Jesus, and also Ngome ya Yesu. King Felipe of Portugal, that was his Bible. That was the Bible. And guess what? I'm sure almost everybody in here today, you have a Bible. He also had a Bible. I wonder if he read 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction. Rachel 17. That the man of God may be perfect, through furnished unto all good works. Some of the words that were used in Kiswahili Bible is very interesting. How the Portuguese came all the way from Portugal to East Africa. Some of the words they left behind, up to today, we still use them. Some of the words you can read up on the screen. Jesus Christ. That we were given by the Portuguese, we put into our Bible. Biblia. What does Biblia mean? Bible. Marco. The book of what? Of Marco. Historia, Gazette, and Mesa. Mesa is a table. For those who speak Spanish, is a table. The scripture reading, Psalm 91, verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. The glory of God. Who are you going to trust? I have news for you. For Jesus in Mombasa, with all the mighty, with all the cannon, with all the protection, it fell more than 9 times. But the Christ I'm speaking about this morning, the Fort Jesus I'm talking about this morning, it will never fail. And that's why we should put our hope and trust. Joshua 5:13-15. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn, his hand. And Joshua went up to him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for adversaries? Jericho. You all know the story. I can go on, but you all know the story. And he said, no. But the captain of the host of the Lord, I am now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, What saith my Lord? And to his servant. And the captain of the Lord host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place where thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. You know, just imagine, You are in a war. I was trying to think about that. People are fighting, people are hitting back and forth. And somebody's telling you, take off your what? Take off your shoes. Joshua must have wondered, take off my shoes. But see, that's a God who will save. That's a God who will save. He will take care of you no matter what happened. All you have to do is do what? Trust on him. Amen. Psalms 125, verse 1, it said, those who trust on the Lord, they're like Mount what? Zion. They can never be shaken. Jericho fortified siege, chapter 3, verse 7. It was a huge walls covering the city. And by the way, the children of Israel, they had to go through Jericho in order to make to Canaan. Well-defended city. Vicious and violent people called the Amorites live there. Giants. The only way to Canaan is through Jericho. Today, I wonder where is your Jericho? I wonder what you have to go through. Because sooner or later, you're going to have to go through a process. Are you ready? I pray that you remain in for Jesus, the true Jesus. Instruction to Joshua from God. Number one, circumcise all the children of Israel for the second time. When I was going through this, I wonder why for the second time. Guess what? Most of them at the fighting age, they did pass away. These were the new generation. The covenant of God was still there. So God is preparing Joshua how to take over Jericho. March around the city once every day with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpet of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priest blowing the trumpet. You know, when I was looking at this, I didn't see him say, you know, prepare all your nuclear bombs. I didn't say, send all the whole army battalion. No. On the 7th day, they march 7 times. The 7th time around, when the priest sounded the trumpet, blessed Joshua, commanded the army, shouted for the Lord, has given you what? The city. Rahab was the only person in the family who was saved in that city. The place where you're standing is what? It's holy ground. The Lord will fight for you. Amen. There is no any other fault. You know, I'm going to share with you something which is very interesting. And I learned this week, and very disturbing, at least to me. I don't know about you. But between 1964 and 2014, that's about 50 years, 39% of all people who were baptized in our church, I said 39%, they left the church. Only 61%. When you are looking at the numbers, it's almost 12 million people. I'm talking about globally. My question, which fort did they go to? Which fort did they go to? We have a work to do. Remain on Christ's walls. Jericho will fail. As I told you, Fort Jesus in Mombasa is now a museum. You can go there and learn history. King Felipe is gone. Captain Mateus is gone. The builder is gone. Remain in Jesus. You will be safe. Amen. These are the walls of Jericho. I can just imagine those old days. How sure they were that, you know what, I'm so secure. My fellow church members, we can be in the church here and feel secure. But unless you have Christ, you are still in danger. As I was giving you that statistics, it's so sad to see that even some of our young people who are baptized in the church, they're not here. I don't know what's going on. But we need to pray. We need to pray. We need to ask the Lord to make a difference so that we can be secured in Fort Jesus. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6:10-12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the dark of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Ephesians 6:14-17, stand firm, then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of the righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition, all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrow of the devil. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. When you invite Jesus into your heart, you feel safe and secure at his fault. You can stand bold and proclaim his kingdom to others around you. You feel much stronger against the enemy. Brother James was up here and he said something. How hard does it take to even invite even one person? What does it take to invite your co-worker? People are hurting. If you go around Vista nowadays, people are having problems everywhere. The Lord will fight for you. All you have to do is be still. The Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelite to move on. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to move on. Amen. But when you move on, make sure you are inside the true for Jesus. Amen. Where's the Jericho, as I said earlier? How are you preparing to meet your Redeemer? Are you ready to enter the promised land? That is the question. Isaiah 46:4 says, I will be your God throughout your life until your hair is white with age. I made you and will care for you. I will carry you along and do what? And save you. There's a crown of Jesus. If you look on your screen, there's also a crown of King Felipe down there. That crown is the question you have to ask and answer for yourself. Are you ready to put on that crown? Because there's a price to pay. Are you ready to put on that crown. Because after that crown, then you can have the other crown. I want to share with you a small story this morning. Daniel was a young man. His father passed away. He was left with his mother. And mother took care of Daniel. Daniel started drinking, smoking, doing drugs. But mother kept going to church and praying for Daniel. Daniel will have a hangover, but he never missed his breakfast. Every time he woke in the morning, mother prepared breakfast, she had gone to work. But this one day, Daniel woke up in the morning. He realized there's no breakfast. He went straight to mommy's door. Mommy, how come there's no breakfast? But it was quiet. The door was open. When Daniel went in there, mother was looking to heaven, smiling, but she was gone. Daniel cried, the neighbors came, everybody, and after a few days later, it was the time for the funeral. The pastor was there. And then something happened. Daniel went to the pastor. Choirs are singing. And he told pastor, I want to speak to mommy. Pastor said, Daniel, mommy can speak to you. But Daniel insisted, I must speak to mommy now. So the pastor, he went over and said, okay, I will walk you there. Suddenly the choirs stopped singing. People wondering, what are they doing? Went and opened the casket. And Daniel went to mother. Said, mommy, there's something else I need to tell you. I had some marijuana drugs on my mattress. I'm going to take all out and throw them away. And I was hiding some in the garage. Pastor looked and said, you know, mommy cannot hear you. But Daniel insisted, mommy can hear. Pastor said, I'll pray for you. Then Daniel told mommy, mommy, from next week, I'll be going to the church. They covered everything, and mommy was laid to rest. You know what? Nobody heard what Daniel was speaking. Not even mother can hear. But there's somebody who was listening, and that was God. Daniel went to church. Daniel accepted the Lord. Daniel went to sing in the choir. Finally, Daniel found the true for Jesus. I wonder when mommy wakes up and Daniel, when mommy wakes up and Daniel finds mommy. I wonder what kind of joy will be. You see, it's very easy to point somebody's error and forget to look at yourself. We're all in this together. Until Christ comes, we're all in this together. Amen. This morning, I pray that you remain in for Jesus, the true for Jesus, not the one in Mombasa. May God bless you.